USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus stimulus payments could be in bank accounts within hours. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying direct deposits could start being deposited today. Paper checks will be sent out on Wednesday. The $600 payments are meant to help boost the economy amid the downturn caused by the pandemic. President Trump is defending his administration's rollout of the coronavirus vaccine. On Twitter, the president saying it's up to states to distribute the shots. Those comments come after President-elect Joe Biden said this.
The Trump administration's plan to distribute vaccines is falling behind, far behind. The effort to distribute and administer the vaccine is not progressing as it should.
Biden, speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, also telling Americans they need to mask up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
California public health officials saying the stay-at-home order for Southern California and the San Joaquin regions will remain in effect until further notice. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galey saying current projections show the region at 0% ICU capacity.
Those projections do not show that San Joaquin Valley and Southern California have projected 4 weeks out ICU capacity over 15%. So they will remain under the order for the time being.
A home improvement store's recall has people taking notice.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people, and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all losers on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The FBI is still looking to find a motive for the Nashville bombing.
Investigators in Nashville are working to piece together the final days of the man who committed suicide in the RV explosion on Christmas Day. Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says investigators are looking at as many details about the bomber's life as they can, and tell CNBC that they should be able to put together a picture of his motives as they learn more about him.
We know that he's given things away. He gave a car away. He gave two different houses away. We know that perhaps he told one person, that's a girlfriend, that maybe he had cancer. All of these things come together of an individual who is getting his life in order. And even in something what appears crazy to many of us like this, there is always order and chaos, and I think we'll be able to understand the order in this, and was it a conspiracy theory that he had harbored concerning 5G and the virus, things like this. These are things that will come out in the FBI's search, and as they weave this tapestry together, we'll be able to see this picture of this extremely challenged man.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The college bowl season continues on Tuesday with Colorado playing Texas in the Alamo Bowl. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Central Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.